future. Welcome to Runtime.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Run Talk. I'm your host, Jonathan Martin. I hope you've been having a great week and your running's been going well. My run has been going quite well this week. I've had no real niggles or issues going on. Have got out there and managed to do a few runs, so that's all been going well. The weather's starting to get cold here, so I've had my first run this year in long pants, which... you know, it was obviously, I think it was a 6-degree morning, so it's starting to get a little bit chilly in the morning at times. And I also had a wet run this week with the rain, so not the most enjoyable run in the rain, but I don't want to let the rain put me off. If I feel like a run's going to give me some benefit, then off I go out into the rain. So yeah, all in all, training's going quite well. Over 2 months to the half marathon, so still plenty of time. Not overdoing it. I feel like this week has been a probably a lower volume week. I think I had a 10 or 11K followed by maybe a 9K and almost a 7K. So I am running longer or higher volume, but less frequently, which is, I guess, sort of the loose idea as I'm building up. Obviously, as I get into the more specific half marathon training, I'll probably get into maybe 16, 18, maybe 20K runs. I don't really feel the need to go much past the 20K. I might do a 25K sort of as like a very long run just before the actual, maybe 2 or 3 weeks out or something, depending on how things feel. But you know, even with a 16K run, I'm quite confident I can get the 21 done, so I'm not overly worried about that. I actually feel like I could go out today and do the 21, not necessarily competitively, or, well, when I say competitive, I'm not competitive, but from my own personal best type perspective, I don't believe I could go out there and beat any of my prior sort of records, but I could definitely go out there and I think do a reasonable time. I'm feeling quite good. Not really feeling the niggles this week, so I feel like I've given some of the muscles a bit of a rest, and things are starting to come back together again, so that's been all good and positive. So today was a bit of a different day. I actually went to a workshop for Qi running. It's based on Tai Chi, created by a guy named Danny Dreyer. And I wanted to go along to this workshop just to sort of see what principles were discussed and what methodologies were discussed for Qi running. I've never done any martial arts, so I'm not that familiar with martial arts. And I'm always looking for inspiration and ideas to integrate into running techniques to assist with form. I know it's very form-based, and so yeah, it was an interesting day. Not necessarily what I expected. There were some interesting things that came out of the day that I wasn't expecting, and I guess I was pleasantly surprised with. So the morning started off with some almost Pilates-like type activities. It was all about just trying to get that neural connection to the core. A lot of drills are on the floor with a mat, with a TheraBand, with a ball. Just doing certain exercises to try and get that core engaged and understand how the core controls the spine and how the spine fits into the pelvis, and just, you know, just engaging that spine into the pelvis to get your core upright and straight. I've always understood the importance of core when it comes to running, but I've never thought about the running from, or the core from, the perspective of the spine. I've always thought of the core in the abdomen at the front, you know, the muscles at the front, that pelvic floor and muscle wall in the abs. So it was interesting to have this perspective where you're thinking about engaging the spine into the pelvis and trying to pull all that together and support that with the muscles that wrap around the whole of your abdomen. So that was really interesting. What I've found, or what I discovered, I guess, or learnt about myself today, is that I've always had a bit of a history of a stiff SI joint from spending so many years sitting behind a desk. I've always found it troublesome. And before I was a runner, I was actually having chiropractic adjustments every month because my SI joint kept freezing and I couldn't move well. Running seems to have really helped that, and since I've been a runner, I've not had the problems or not had to have the adjustments on the SI joint like I used to. But I do occasionally have some SI joint stiffness and maybe have some work potentially on the muscles with the physio, or I might get my back cracked by an osteo or something just to try and keep everything moving along. So interestingly, trying to do some of the exercises today which focus on the sort of pelvis moving for in a rotated perspective, like rotating the pelvis and trying to keep the spine upright, I was having some real difficulties. And some of those I feel were a mental neural type connection issue, where I couldn't quite get my brain to move the parts of the body I was trying to move. And I feel like that's a result of not being in touch with that part of the body with the brain. It's a little bit like when you're trying to do the toe yoga or the toe exercise and you're trying to lift your big toe and then lift your toes, put your big toe down and lift your toes up. And at first, when you try and do that, your brain really struggles to control the different aspects. It's not like naturally with your fingers you can move any finger pretty freely. If you try and do that with your toes for the first time, you really sort of struggle, and it almost hurts your brain trying to control the toes. And I was finding that same sort of feeling trying to move just very specific parts of the pelvis. And as the day went on and the different drills came into play, I was starting to get more of a feeling for it, but I was definitely struggling. And while I think some of that was the neural connection, I think there's another aspect there where some of that stiffness that I've had over the years has maybe come into play, and I've got a restricted range of motion. So I think doing some drills and trying to really get in tune with that part of the body is going to really benefit my running movement. So we did all of those sort of drills and exercises. Then we went outside. That was inside in a studio. Then we went outside and did some running drills, I guess. The main principles of the chi running is having your, what they call, the gears. So the theory is that you run at the same cadence with every speed, and you step up through the gears for your different speeds. So essentially you're just taking shorter strides but still moving at the same cadence. And you go through like gear 1, 2, 3, 4. And essentially as you step up through the gears, you're doing more of a back stride and you're leaning forward more to open up your stride, and just working with the arms, you know, bigger movements with their arms to balance up the movement with the legs and so forth. So we did quite a lot of outside activities just practicing that. We did some video analysis, gait analysis, so we did a session of running around, and then when we went back inside, we did the analysis of the video and just sort of looked at how that movement was coming into play, thinking about that core activation and trying to keep that pelvis engaged with the spine and how that all connects together. And then we did some exercises after that designed to get some mobility into the joints as well. So yeah, it was an interesting day. I did enjoy it. I think there's definitely something I'll take away from there, and potentially, I guess, more from a prehab perspective or a pre-warm-up type activity. I'll start trying to get more of a connection with the core. I have noticed when I really focus on the core when I'm running, I get a better flow when I'm running. So I think this is just reinforcing that I really need to focus on the core. And it's not really just about trying to build the strength in the core. I think it's as much about trying to get my brain connected to the core so I can really get some control over it and really get the best out of it for the running. So, it might be worth you checking out the Qi running. It's an interesting philosophy, and maybe there's some good cues and tips in there for you as well. So that's all I've got for this week. I hope you guys are going well. I hope your running's going well, and I'll catch you next time. Thank you. Bye. Run, talk,